views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014, number 82. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. We also replay throughout the weekends on W4CY Radio in Florida, K4HD Radio in Hollywood, and we are 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info on the program and where we air on, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. I was having a conversation the other day. It was last week. And we were talking about why when you cover a Beatles song, you don't do it. You don't cover a Beatles song because those songs were created for only two voices, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And then you got into the conversation of who's bigger than the Beatles. And you talk about One Direction, and then we saw Kendall Kardashian. She went and tried to say this random band. I don't even know the name. I don't. But then I mentioned the Spice Girls. And no one said anything. I said the Spice Girls. The Spice Girls were the biggest thing since the Beatles. And they were. The problem was they didn't last long enough. So it kind of was, all right. Now, again, I was born in 99. I saw the movie. I saw Riot in New Jersey. Believe me, they were the biggest thing. Fans, the flag, the Spice Girls bus with the Britain flag on it, they were the biggest thing, okay? And what happened, sadly enough, they broke up, and then they went back for some reunion. My brother Joe, he told me that they might be doing a Backstreet Boys Spice Girls concert. We already saw Backstreet Boys New Kids on the Block. We might see Backstreet Boys and the Spice Girls. Now, the Backstreet Boys, 20 years and going stronger. But the Spice Girls, though, imagine. You know, everybody, spice up your life. Nostalgia coming right back at me. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, he returns onto the program the first time in a month. And, of course, the New York Rangers, and we here broadcast in the New York area, they have made it to the Stanley Cup, and the first game is tomorrow night. I sadly won't be watching it, but many are, and we all know Howard will. And you can definitely listen to Howard's radio program on BoostRadioNetwork.com, the Power Play, and him and his co-host Anthony Schrano will be speaking about playoff hockey. And even though Anthony doesn't know much about hockey, he always seems to come in with some interesting input. So definitely check them out. From 7 to 10 Thursday night, Boost Radio Network, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer, Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. Spectator, as always, my father, Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Yesterday, I watched the WWDC Apple 2014. It was one of their large conferences they have each year. And I watched it with a different approach because a few months ago, I didn't have an iPhone. When I was watching the conference yesterday, the CEO, Tim Cook, coming onto the stage and smiling. You have all these developers, those who create and add great things to the Apple product. I was watching it from an Apple perspective. For the reason is, I have an iPhone. I got a MacBook. I got an iPad. I got a Mac Mini. I have a full ecosystem in my studio. I got a mouse trackpad. I threw that in there. Even though I do use a two-clicker scrolling mouse. I actually have three mouses in the studio, actually. Two for one computer, one for the other. Yeah, don't ask. But I have a whole Mac ecosystem. I do. I was watching it, though, in a perspective where I had the whole ecosystem. A few months ago, I had an Android. I had a Galaxy Note 2, and it was my first Android phone, my first Samsung phone. I got rid of the iPhone last year because I saw many people come up to me with such high expectation and with such high approval for the Galaxy phone using the Android operating system. See how I said that? Because people get confused. Samsung is the creator of the Galaxy phone. Android is the operating system created by Google. They all work together. So I got rid of the iPhone. I had an Android. And we see many people doing that. Many people going from a iPhone to an Android. Many different reasons. I can't tell you the reason because everyone's a different consumer. My Galaxy Note 2 sadly left me early. I didn't decide to get rid of it. It just went away. So it was 2 days, it was around Valentine's Day, when I went to AT&T, and I had a choice. I had an upgrade, and I had a choice of any phone I wanted. The Galaxy S4 at the time, the HTC One at the time. Now they're the Galaxy S5 and the HTC One M8. Windows Phone, the Nokia phone, a BlackBerry, a Motorola, and an iPhone. And what I decided was to go for an iPhone 5S. I decided to go to the iPhone. Why would I do that? Some of you are nodding. Good choice. Others, though, would look at me like I'm nuts. And do I blame them? No. I don't blame them. The iPhone's battery is not good. The screen's not large. I can't add a ton of memory. There are many different apps that the iPhone does not include. Why would I go back? When I had a Note 2, I had it all. You had the games. You had the large screen where you can split between one or the other. I was able to do a variety of things I was not able to do on my iPhone. Believe me, I was king. I had it all. What was one thing I didn't have? I didn't have the simplicity. I didn't have the customer service next to me. And I didn't have a safe, smooth operating system. I didn't. So I went back to iPhone. Many have this impression of iOS is outdated. It's old. It gets played out. If you want to talk slang, it's not awesome no more. It's not the cool thing no more. When I was on my Galaxy Note 2, I'm on this big phone, I can do anything I want on it. It was becoming a basic phone for me. Where's my iPhone? Here it is. So I have it in my hand. What do I do on this phone? Let me go into my iPhone. Here we go. What do I do on it, per se? I feel if I look at it, I won't forget what I actually do or not do. All right, so I read news apps. I'm a news junkie, so I read Drudge, SkyGrid, Google News, Bucket, Gossip Bucket, BuzzFeed, Breaking News, CNET, Appy Geek, The Blaze, Fox News, New York Post, The White House, CNN, the-numbers.com, made a bookmark for it. You know I like my box office numbers. Wikipedia, AmericanIdol.net, Matt Boyer, we spoke with him, the managing editor. We have a bookmark for it during the American Idol season. So I read a lot of news. What else do I do on it? I play music. Spotify. I'm now a brand new premium subscriber today. Listen to any song I want. Pandora, TuneIn Radio, where we air on, Boost Radio Network, where Howard airs on, listening to his show. So I have all these different apps here. I go on YouTube, I take pictures, I text, and I especially email. I'm an email fanatic. I love emailing. I have 6 emails, and the Apple makes it so simple for me. So what am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that I had all this stuff. I have all this great selection of apps, and I can play games and take pictures. But by the end of the day, what do we do on this phone? We text, we email, we'll read an article here and there, and we'll go on the simple social networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like Snapchat, many do. If you like Foursquare, many do. If you like Vine, many do. So why don't I have this big fat phone when I can do everything on my iPhone and it's simpler? And it is. You can't say that it's an opinion. It's not an opinion. The Apple operating system is more simpler than the Android. Android, you have all these flashy lights in your face. Everything gets very buggy. If you do one update, the whole thing goes down. And when you try to find customer service, there is none. When you're the only one that has that particular version of Android, then what happens? You have to wait for an update. And that might never come because there's so many different softwares going off. How is Google Android supposed to know? That's when simple comes into effect. So I went back to iPhone. I went back for its simplicity. I went back for its customer service. And I went back because what I do on my phone, the iPhone does it well for me. It's small and I can fit it in my pocket. Simple enough. I do mail. I love emailing. And it does well for me. I'm a news junkie. And there are times when my brother and my mom wonder, where do I find all these articles from? I don't go on Twitter. You know, I go on a variety of news apps and I try to skim and read through. I get like 10 different newsletters in my emails in the morning. AM New York, they send me the morning newsletter. I got Mashable sending me their newsletter. I got Appy Geek sending me their newsletter. I have all these newsletters coming in. So I got to keep track of it all. Believe me, the Android gives me a lot of selection. It does. It gives me a ton of different things I can do. But it doesn't give me one thing, simplicity. If my operating system goes bad, Apple Store is right next door. If someone is having a problem, probably the majority is having that problem. There is only 6 to 7 different operating systems. And when there's a bug, you can fix it. It's very simple. You go to Android, you go to these devices because you see early adopters of the Android. You see early adopters of Samsung. If someone has it, someone else is going to have it. So you jump in and you want something you might not like. Now, some of you out there probably have an Android and you enjoy the Android. You enjoy the Samsung Galaxy phone that has the operating system on it. And that's fine. Believe me, when someone asks you what's better, an iPhone or an Android, it's your choice, not mine. Probably the only phone I would throw out an opinion is BlackBerry. Just because it's a dying company. And I don't want you to have an item that eventually is not going to work because no one's going to be able to support it because there's no one left. And I think someone should just end up buying them. See, that makes sense. You could buy BlackBerry. What competition is being broken? BlackBerry isn't a competitor. You buy them for what you have and boot them away. That's how I see it. If you want Windows Phone, go for it. If you want Galaxy, have fun. Do whatever you want to do. It's your phone. Your phone is the center of your life. Your phone is very important. The majority of you are listening to my program from your phone, from your tablet. So believe me, whatever way it takes for you to listen to my show, the easiest way on your phone, you buy that phone. But that's why I left Android. I had a choice. Would I ever go back to Android? I don't know. I am very, very, very happy with this iPhone in my hand. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. It gets the job done. It gets the job done, right? It makes this program run a little bit easier every week. I'm on the road. I do a lot of different things throughout my day. I have to make money. I have to live. So I'm on the road. I'm always emailing people or I'm typing something or listening to a new song for the program. Believe me, the show's got to go on, and this phone makes it simple. Three things a consumer wants is a larger screen, a lot of memory, and a choice of more memory, and a longer battery. And this is when my opinion comes in. If someone asks me, why do you think more people go into a Galaxy phone or a Windows phone and not Apple no more? It's because it's not just the operating system. Believe me, someone can give two craps about the operating system, okay? Believe me, no one cares. They care about the big screen they can show their friends while they're watching a movie. They want a long battery because the phone's the center of their life. And they want a ton of memory because they got to store all this stuff. No one cares about the operating system. They're going to type the same way. They're going to watch Netflix the same way. They just want to do it in a different experience. And that's what iPhone has to do. But I promise you this. I'll never listen to anyone again but myself. And I have to say, iPhone is to stay in this studio.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Ann Davis, the actress who played Alice Brady on The Brady Bunch from 1969 right into the 70s. Well, bad you got here, 1969 to 1974. And she turned 88 on May 3rd. She passed away 2 days ago, and she passed away in a San Antonio hospital right in Texas. Really, really sad how it happened. And an autopsy was planned this past Monday, yesterday, to determine the cause of her death. She has been in many of our households for years. When my parents were children and when I was a child, we all loved Alice. We all loved Alice Brady. You always wanted to get a pie from Alice Brady. You always wanted to wake up and know Well, if I go into the refrigerator, I am going to eat a pie baked by Alex Brady. It's so funny because when this show came out in the 70s, no one had maids. I'd be wealthy to have a maid. Well, you had to have 20 kids. Today, the only thing I see is maids. Housekeepers, maids, however you want to call them. Well, she was a, well, she was more of a house, yeah, she was a housekeeper. She wasn't a maid. Maid is, I guess maid is more said in hotels. So, Al, she was a housekeeper. But I have to say, it was so funny because when you spoke about the Brady Bunch and you get into the conversation where you ask who's alive and who's not alive, it's really sad to say that Ann B. Davis has passed away. I mean, 88 years old. She's, you know, she's been living for a long time, and it's shocking because you always say, yeah, she's still alive. She made tons of appearances since the program, The Brady Bunch. Cameo appearance in the Brady Bunch movie in the 90s. She was the one driving the truck when Jan ran away. It was a spoof making fun of the Brady Bunch, and it actually worked and made millions. As you get older, though, and you watch the Brady Bunch, this is just me. I watch it, and I say, how the heck did I watch this show? You have six children who are just always happy. And when they're happy or they're sad. And then they just get in arguments, and, stop the fighting. You know, the football episode, my nose, Joe Namath comes, and the cards. I used to watch when I was a kid tons of times. I would never watch it again. Again, I told you my favorite shows, and the Brady Bunch isn't one of them. When you talk about Alice Brady, though, I don't care. I would only watch the show for her. She made the show. You know it. She made the show. She was never mad. She was very happy to do her job. There were times when you wake up and you didn't see Alice Brady, you got scared. Where is she? 855-712-YNTS. Toll-free number. I was going to bring on Glenn Kunzler. You know, our friend, the one who speaks Mac, he's now former managing editor of MacDress.com, and now he works for Easy Mac in the West Coast. It's a store, more of an Apple engineering store, fixing your Apple product. Sadly, he couldn't be with us tonight. He had other obligations at Easy Mac. He did say thank you, and he, of course, was watching the WWDC like he always does. And we were watching it, too. We hope to have Glenn Kunzler on in the future. Hopefully around September when the new hardware comes out. If there's a new iPhone or a new iPad or a watch, we'll be able to speak with him about that. I did, though, watch the WWDC. And if you want to call in about the WWDC yesterday or you want to call in and comment about your Android or Apple phone, 855-712-YNTS. Or you can tweet me right from your phone at Andrew Tweet Geo, and we'll make sure to get as many tweets as we possibly can. I did watch the WWDC yesterday, and what is the WWDC? It's a conference, like I already said, different developers come together, and they decide on what they're going to do next. No, that's not it. Sorry. I'm joking around. WWDC is when Apple comes to a variety of developers and shows them new innovations coming to their devices and products in the next few months to end off the year. And of course, developers can have a test at the software being introduced, and they'll be able to add on their own input and be able to add on to what Apple has done best, and that's innovate and create great software. What were some things we saw at the WWDC? So we saw two things. We saw two new operating systems, iOS 8 for the mobile, tablet, smartphone, iPhone, iPad, and we saw macOS X Yosemite. And that's the operating system, what you use when you go into your Mac computers. So those were two things were announced, and each one had a feature that could be used by both or a feature that can solely be used by one. I was mostly interested in the operating system iOS 8, because like I said, you know, my iPhone goes everywhere. I use it everywhere. And even though I do use my MacBook, I use the Mac Mini in the studio, and I'm on Mountain Lion, that's a operating system before, I really don't want to update. Last time I tried to update, the whole thing crashed. So I don't care about Yosemite, but I do care about iOS on the iPhone. Some of you might care about either or. What did we see from both? From the conference, we saw iCloud Drive. It's Apple's iCloud Drive. It's a cloud-based storage system that works from within the Finder. So now you're able to place files into folders, be able to access them, see them, and you can view them in all different Apple devices and even third-party devices, Windows, BlackBerry, and such. We saw QuickType under iOS 8. On the iOS 8, we saw QuickType. It's a predictive typing technology. You write a few words, and it'll predict what words you're writing. We see a lot of criticism today. Android, Windows Phone, they've had that forever. I personally hate that feature. And that's one of the reasons why I left. Because if you write something wrong, your phone will think what you're writing wrong is right. They start arguing with it. And believe me, arguing with your phone in public doesn't look very cute. Let me move on. They introduced HealthKit, Apple's health app. I got three apps of health. And they announced HomeKit, where you'll be able to control devices in your home from your Apple phone. We also saw many other different apps. When it comes down to it, there wasn't anything that really shined. There really wasn't much. A few updates here and there. A lot of problems that we addressed Apple consumers, and they fixed it. They fixed it. Thank you very much. And they also added a few new features to make your life easier. And that's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed watching applications that the Apple user uses make it easier. They were focusing on the mail. They were focusing on the messaging. And they were focusing on the photos. And I thought that was great by Apple. And no one's given them any credit for it. Because everyone wants to see something revolutionary. They want to see your phone grow two legs and walk. And believe me, I want to see my phone do that also. Imagine that. My phone could be a producer in my studio. iPhone, do this. You got it. Yo, Andrew. All done. Thank you. Yeah, another job killed. See, I'm giving Apple ideas. What I enjoyed was Apple decided we're going to make things easier. We're not going to create a new revamp. There's no reason to. We, though, want to create easier user experience with apps that everyone's using. They showed the messaging app, the most used app on the iPhone. They showed emails. We all email. The iPhone's used as business. It's used for emailing a project school. They made that easier. And then they brought cloud storage, and I'm so happy. Because you have iCloud, but I don't know what the heck it does. They introduced iCloud, where you can store files through the air and all that great stuff. I still don't get the concept until now. You want me to store stuff in an iCloud, but I can't actually access it, though. But it's there, though. Does that make sense? It's my cloud. It's my storage. I can't go in it, though. Does that make sense? No. It does now. And I'm happy that they did it. And they made it so affordable. I just told you, I have a Mac ecosystem here. I'm doing outlines. I'm doing rundowns. I'm making songs. I'm making beds. I'm emailing interviews out. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff. It would be great now to have my existing 10 gigabytes of storage here. And now an affordable iCloud service. See, there comes memory. So they already got that right. They just need the battery and the bigger screen, and we will see that. We will see that. But when it comes down to it, there were a lot of things missing at the conference. iTunes Radio, their music service, equivalent to Pandora and Spreaker, not a separate app. Disappointed. Split screen on the iPad that Android's had for, and Windows has had for like 3 years, nothing. You want, they'll probably do it later on, for all I know. What else were they missing? What else could they possibly be missing? When you're in your mail app, we should be able to attach files from the mail app, not go to the photo app and then bring the photo to the mail. I should be able to do everything in one app. They didn't do it. But they made it easier for me to delete a mail. That's a problem. That was missing. A lot of these small things. Not a lot of them they couldn't show us anyway. But have you noticed what we've been doing? Have you noticed when someone right now, you don't care about Apple, you think Apple stinks, they're so 2007. When you think that your Android phone is the greatest thing in the world, you're dead right wrong. Why? Because Apple's doing one thing. What did they do yesterday? I want you to think. I want you, my audience, to sit down, wherever you're listening to me from. If you're walking away, if you're ready to turn me off, hear me out for the next 2 minutes. I promise you're going to enjoy this. What is one thing Apple did yesterday that Android has still not been able to do? Samsung has not been able to sue. It's something that Samsung and its competitors can't sue Apple for. What is it? Come on, what is it? Apple, yesterday, could have brought nothing. They could have just went on stage, and they could have announced, these are operating systems, the end, and walk away. What did they do? They got you talking about them. I was scrolling through my presets in Java today, in my car, and what was I hearing on every station? Apple. What was I hearing about? Apple stock. What are we talking about this hour? Apple. And all the newsletters I get on my phone, what was I seeing? 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 articles. Apple. Apple's a dead technology, but apparently you're still talking about it. Apple's a dead technology, but apparently we're still talking about it. Apple doesn't have the big screen, a lot of memory, a good battery, but we're still talking about it. And that's what Apple has always had. They always had a reason for you to speak about them. And what does that create? Advertising. Why do you think you don't see many Apple commercials? Because you're talking about them. You're doing it for them. That's what Apple has done so successfully, is allow you to speak about them without them telling you to. When the Samsung phone came out, and we spoke about it in our end of the month, I didn't create a big segment for it. And the Galaxy 5 came out. Yay! But it wasn't as big. There wasn't everyone was yapping about it. No. Apple, though, a little tiny. The developers conference. It was more of a, here's a meeting and you're invited to watch the meeting. Here's a few little features. But you're talking about it, though. And even though it was disappointing in a sense. Again, a lot of missing features, but there's a lot of cool features. It wasn't what we expected to see. I still see outlets bragging about it. I still see millions of people talking about it. You went to every station today. You had a guest, an Apple expert, a stock expert. We saw Apple stock grow $8 today. We now see Apple stock at $6.37. So it went up $8.89 today. It went up 1.41%. That's what we saw today. That's what we saw. Apple, Apple, Apple. But that's what they did best. That's what they did. They got you to talk about them. They can have chickens dancing. Something that has nothing to do with what they do best, and that's create items for your daily life. They could speak about 1969 Neil Armstrong flying in the sky. Doesn't matter. Because they got you talking about them. The same way Google did when they went on 60 Minutes for CBS and they spoke about their drone program. Even though it, 10 years from now, we'll probably see that technology. But they got you talking about them. Both Google and Apple got you talking about them. The only difference, Apple didn't have to do something stupid. Apple didn't have to create a tour around their facilities. Apple just had to announce that they were doing one little conference. And that's all you needed to know.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9494. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I want to hear from you. I want to know. I want to know what you thought of yesterday's Apple conference. I also want to know, what do you think of Android or Apple? Which one you like better? Tell me why. I'm here with my arms crossed. I am waiting. That's all I need to do. Sit back, relax, and wait. That's all. Howard Forrest, he's waiting. Waiting for a New York Rangers Stanley Cup. I don't watch hockey. I don't watch it. I never had any interest in it. When I was a kid, many didn't watch hockey. Ever since that strike, it was the strike, and then they came back, and then they changed all the different rules. Everywhere I go, Rangers. But then I got to meet more people, like Howard. He's been a Ranger fan since day one, and my brother's been a Ranger fan since day five. Then you got those around you who, like, they put on the blue jersey, and they love it. But what about the Islanders? They're coming to Brooklyn. Oh, you kidding me? Be a new rivalry. The Brooklyn Islanders. That's catchy. Brooklyn Islanders. Okay. All right. I'm going to go on my iPhone. See, this is what you do. What do you think I did during the break? It's on the iPhone. And I would try to pick a new wallpaper. I have a Lego movie wallpaper on my home. And then on the home screen, I got like a 90s collage. Like Sonic, Johnny Bravo, The Mushroom. We have a PlayStation logo, Super Mario, the Super Nintendo. It's like an awesome, awesome montage. You know, that's what we do when you're bored. You try to decorate your phone to the best of your ability. That's what you try to do. No, but I really enjoy a Lego movie one because I feel like it's really clear. But the 90s one's a little bit blurry. So I don't know. I might change it. I don't know. You know, it's so funny. When you get older, you tend not to be ashamed of things. If I was 11 years old, I wouldn't come out on a radio program and say, I got a Lego movie wallpaper on my phone. But now, I mean, I'm on a syndicated program. I might as well tell the world. I might as well tell the whole world what's on my phone. It's like you're not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to go up to someone and say, well, guess what? I have a Lego movie wallpaper on my phone. I'm not afraid to decorate my phone full of Pokemon. I don't care. I had a Pokemon wallpaper about 2 months ago. I feel like it's my fun to want to decorate it. I always wonder, though, the websites where you're able to purchase ringtones and purchase wallpapers. I remember I was in Brooklyn. I was at my aunt's house when she used to live in Brooklyn. And I had a Samsung flip phone at the time. It was a long time ago. And I bought the ringtone Question by System of a Down. It was like $2. And I was sitting there, like I was on the Verizon store. That's when I had Verizon. Yeah, so it was around 2008. And, oh, I'm going to buy this ringtone. This is great. And I bought it. It was my ringtone. It was wonderful. Now, Apple encourages you to use GarageBand or use software. And they give you a whole four-step method of how to make a ringtone. You go on an Android phone, and there's apps where you can make the ringtone run from your phone. It's pretty amazing how one little phone killed a bunch of businesses. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687, Andrew Tweet Geo on Twitter, and Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. There was a whole store. I remember, oh my God, this was a pain in the butt. I remember when I used to do ringtones for my mom. I still do. And I think we should think of a new text ringtone. You know what? We don't have to. We used to always have a text ringtone problem. I make one for my mom, and eventually it gets old, and she's killed many songs. Many songs have been killed. I never want to hear them again. It gets scary, though, when I'm in the car, and I hear 22 hey beep beep. And I'm like, oh my God. They feel like, is my mom around? Did she leave her phone in the car? Oh, wait. And there was another text message. Oh, yeah, it was the applause. That one died quickly, actually. It was like 2 weeks. All right, time to change the ringtone. But now we have Native New Yorker by Odyssey, and that tends to be one of the best text ringtones we've had. It's a soothing ringtone. You don't get annoyed by it when it's played in a room. You tend to bounce onto it. It's such a beautiful song. I know I have it here in the studio. Maybe I can pull it up really quickly. I can pull up this song. Because probably you must be wondering. I'm telling you. It tends to be a beautiful song. You know, Native New Yorker. Dun, dun, dun. It's a beautiful song. And I just... You just don't want to stop. You just want to keep hearing it. It's all you want to do. Da, da, da. It's really... It's like, here it is. This is a song. And I mean... Now, you hear this ringtone. And you hear it. Why would you not want to hear it on a text ringtone? Really is a nice song. It is. Especially I'm from New York, so of course I'm going to enjoy it. Of course I'm going to enjoy the song. Enjoy it to the best of my ability. I like it. I think it's one of the best choices. Some of you must be wondering, how'd your mom get that ringtone? You're right. Because I'm a man. I do radio. No, I'm kidding. No, we've chose a lot of crazy ringtones, and many have asked my mom, how did you get a ringtone, especially that part? Those stores, one thing they didn't have is a good selection. Here's a ringtone for $3, and this is the part that we think you would enjoy. Sometimes it wasn't even a good part. It was just a rhythm, like what we just did. We just played the beginning of the song, and that's what they used to give you, and they were not good. You want to hear the chorus of the song. Maybe you want to hear the high note of the song. That's what you want to hear. Now, you can make any song you want. The intro of the program, that could be my ringtone. And I always wonder, do they still make money? Because someone still has a basic flip phone out there, and they go to the store, it's still there. Here, you want a wallpaper? Here you go. $3. What? Still around? I remember what I used to do. Now I'm going to say it. I lost track before. We used to go on a website, make the ringtone, then we had to text it to the phone, and we only had like 50 texts. So you're like, hope I make it there in time. And then you had to save into the phone, and sometimes your phone didn't save it. And that was the worst. Then my mom's phone was the worst. I had to go through like one website to another website and save it. And it would take me hours and hours, but I would get it. Now it's really easy. I can make any ringtone I want. I can make a ringtone right now if I wanted to. But back then it sucked. It's not good. It was not fun at all. Enough of phones, enough. When I come back, guess who owes money to the United States? Can you believe it? Someone owes money to us. That's China. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GalioscCafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GalioscCafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.